some changes to the livestock risk protection have improved the program. David Sparks, Ag Information Network. The USDA's Risk Management Agency announced changes to the Livestock Risk Protection Insurance Program for swine, fed cattle, and feeder cattle. I reached Farm Bureau reporter Jake Putnam while he was on the road doing a story.
Well, not only has it improved the program, but we're already starting to see participation numbers up. This is something that had to happen. It had to happen because we need to have a safety net underneath these ranchers. You know, it's almost a national security food issue that we have this safety net. So they've streamlined it. It's working. More and more people are finding their way into the program, and it's long overdue.
The improvements, which include moving premium due dates and increasing premium subsidies, will be implemented by July 1st for the 2021 crop year. In addition to the changes, Risk Management Agency is authorizing additional flexibilities spurred by the coronavirus for producers working with approved insurance providers. I hope you found this program both informative and useful. I'm David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.